All right, Rabbi Say, good morning, good morning. Let us begin again. So my apologies. I don't know why, for some reason, yesterday's Shaar Bitachon is showing up for some on the podcast, not showing up for others. I just posted it on the WhatsApp chat, so I apologize. We're going to go a little bit out of order today. So we're picking up in the Hebrew version, page 144. Avama Sharoi Liftoach Alov. So remember, again, the idea that we've been focusing on, which is really the concept we started with on Friday, the idea that in our Avodas Hashem, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, there are three parts, right? Part one is the choice. What is it that I want to do in life? Part two is the desire or the willingness to execute on that choice. And part three is the actual physical execution of that choice. What the Mechaber is highlighting for us is that we have control over parts one and two. But part three, which is the actual physical execution of the choice, that really is fully and wholly dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now again, of course, I have to make the decision at least to try. I did put it in the Hishtadlus, but the success of that process is wholly and totally dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam. So now we're picking up. So this is kind of picking up with this idea. That's why because of my tech glitch, you didn't hear yesterday's shir, you'll be fine with today. So the Mechaber writes as follows, says, Amar avamashray liftoach alav, hu gimar maiseh ha'avoda, achar b'chiroso b'leif sholim ne'eman, v'askama v'hishtadlus b'bar leivav v'kavan l'shma gadol. Shabbat says, so therefore again, when it comes to our avodas Hashem, the area where you have bitachon, right, where does bitachon come up? Bitachon comes up in stage three. That's where bitachon comes up, right? This is actually yesterday's shir. There's no bitachon in step one and step two, which, you know, sounds like a strange statement. Meaning what? A person can't say, I put my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me choose the correct thing in life. No, that's not the way it works. You choose what you want. You make the choice about what you want, mitzvah aveira. You make the choice to execute that choice. That's up to you. That's you and you alone. There's no room for bitachon. There's no discussion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in all of that. I know it sounds strange to say those words, but Lamaisa, that's on me. That's on me. So where does bitachon come in? Bitachon comes in ultimately, again, when it comes to the actual physical execution of those decisions. Ultimately, again, that is what we have to go ahead and dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. That's where we have to have reliance upon the divine, because that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really begins to come through. As the Pasuk says, literally translated, direct me with your truth and teach me. Literally, again, David HaMelech says, lead me in the path of your way. Va'amar derech emuna bacharti. I have chosen the path of emuna. Va'amar davakti be'edosecha Hashem al tivisheni. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I cling to your testimonies. Do not put me to shame. Va'amar va'atotzal mipi dvar emes ad ma'od kilim mishpatecha yichalti. Do not completely remove the truth, word of truth, from my mouth, because I hoped for your words. Now, both say, what's the common theme in all of these psukim? The chozer raya shebichiraso haisa b'maisa ha'avoda. Both say, if you take a look at these psukim, there's a very clear theme. What's the theme? David HaMelech is saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have made a choice. I've made a choice. The clearest pasuk to that is derech emuna bacharti. I have chosen. I made a choice in life. I made a choice that I want the pathway of emuna. So what does David HaMelech daven for? Achispala ela Elokim ashnei dvarim. What he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for two things. Number one, echad mehem liyached levavo ulechazik bichirasa bavodaso barchakas tirdo saolam in libo ve'inav. It's interesting. So just to be clear, with David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I made my choice. What's my choice? My choice is you. My choice is you. My choice is Emunah. My choice is Torah. My choice is Mitzvos. So what does David daven? Rabbi says, incredible. David davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him strengthen his choice. Rabbi say, isn't this incredible? Otherwise, or maybe to put it a little bit differently, David HaMelech davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in maintaining resolve to go ahead and keep to that choice. Because as we all know in life, you can make a choice about something, and again, and I'm really resolute in my choice, but it's hard. Sometimes, especially again, if it's a journey, it's hard to stay true to that choice. So David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, listen to this, liyached levavo, to maintain a singular focus, ulechazek bechiraso, give me chizik, give me strength in my choice, bavodah. So now how? How does David HaMelech ask Hashem for a strengthening of his resolve about his choice? Barchakos tirda sa'ola min libo ve'inov. By literally, again, driving away the disturbances of the world from his heart and his eyes. In other words, help free me from distraction. Okay, we'll say, there's a lot of like sub-lessons included in all of this. Very often in life, when we make a decision to do something and we don't carry through, why don't we carry through? It's often not because we lack a sense of resolve or we care, right? In other words, I care, I want to do it. We just get distracted. We just get distracted. There are so many distractions in life. And often those distractions are what derail me from accomplishing. So David HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've made my choice. I've made my choice. What I need your help with is for me to execute on that choice. How do I need your help? Help to free me from some of the distractions of the world. Help to free me from those distractions. What it means, his lashon over here is, liyached levavo. Literally, help me maintain a sense of singular focus, ultimately by distancing the tirdus, the distractions of this world. Kimo she'amar, yichad levavi liyira shemecha, gal einai ve'abito, nifla'os misora secha. Literally, again, uncover my eyes, and I shall look at the hidden things, or the wondrous things from your Torah. Ha'aver enai mira'os shav. Literally, uncover my turn away my eyes from seeing vanity. Hatli bi el edosecha. Extend my heart to your testimony. We'll say, what is Amalek asking all of these things? Right? Help my heart, help my eyes. What he's saying is, help me maintain focus. So I will say, if you notice, what isn't David HaMelech asking for? He's not asking Hashem for help in making the right choice. Making the right choice is up to David. It's up to me, right? That remember again, that's parts one and two, making the choice and the desire to execute on the choice. That is within my purview. That's not about Bitachon. That's not about God. That's on me. What David HaMelech is asking Hashem for is, now that I've made the choice, help me maintain focus. And obviously also help me in the execution, right? In other words, I will say, it goes without saying that I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help in stage number three to maintain focus, I'm sorry, to actually physically execute, to physically perform my will, to physically perform the thing. But now I'm talking about adding a different component. Help me maintain focus. How do you help maintain focus? By helping me avoid some of the distractions that derail me in life. Keep my eyes focused. Keep my heart focused. Allow me to stay on life task. Don't let me get derailed. Don't let me lose focus. The Mechaber goes on. He says, "Vasheni." Now, the second thing that David HaMelech davens for. So I'll say that's the first thing David davens for, right? So the first thing, ultimately, again, is help me maintain focus by helping me to avoid, or for you to diminish distraction. Let me say that better. Help me to maintain focus on the choices I make in life by diminishing the distractions which would seek to derail me. That's the first thing David HaMelech davens for. The second thing, Vasheni, Lechazek Ivarav al Hashlamas HaMaisim Bavadaso. Ultimately, again, the second thing David HaMelech davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, help me physically execute the choices that I make. Okay, so Moses, that's back to what we said before. So this is incredible. David HaMelech effectively davens for two things. Number one, help me maintain focus on executing the choices I make by diminishing the distractions which seek to derail me. And number two, help me actually physically carry out the things that I actually want to do in life. B'mash Amar, Hadrichini b'nesiv mitzvosecha, Sa'adeni v'ivasheya. Dar Melech says in Tehillim, lead me in the path of your commandments. And then David HaMelech says, Sa'adini Vivashe, sustain me, and I shall be saved. V'harbi kamo. And there are many psukim, ultimately again, that point in this same direction. Namely, David HaMelech asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu again in help in the execution, ultimately, again, of the things he wants to accomplish. V'ani osid levar ofne mafsidi achele kazeh, v'ofne hashlamaso, v'aderach hanachonabo, be'ezras Hashem. And now again, the Mechaber says, Mirtz Hashem, I'm going to explain, literally trying to, I'm going to explain the ways in which a person's bitachon is undermined, right? And the ways, ultimately, again, in which a person's bitachon could become complete. So we'll say, this is the end of today's section. Hashem says the answer. We'll say, so really incredible. So now, if you notice, by the way, everything is building on this three-pronged model, right? That everything in our when it comes to bitachon in our avodas Hashem, three-pronged model. Stage one, the choice. Stage two, desire to execute on the choice. Stage three, the actual physical execution of the choice. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I control stages one and two. There's no element of bitachon in that. Where does bitachon come in? Stage three, physical execution. For that, I need to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we also just learned today, the Mechaber introduced us to, is there's kind of 3A and 3B, right? 3A is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to maintain singular focus by diminishing the distractions in life. By diminishing the distractions in life. 3B is then help me physically execute the things I really want to accomplish in life. So we'll say, so again, that now that we've outlined the framework, now the Mechaber is going to help us focus on what are the things which help to enhance or to help to advance a sense of bitachon, and ultimately what are the things that undermine. Let's just stop over here for today. Shkoyach.